Gallery 3 Kitchen recently opened its doors. This comfort food with a twist restaurant slash art gallery is focused on hosting work by local artists. They don't charge to host artwork and only ask that artists donate a portion of sales from the art they sell at Gallery 3 to a local nonprofit organization. Gallery 3 welcomes portfolio submissions from local El Paso artists throughout the year. Here to tell us about it are Gallery 3 owners Christopher Morrill and Santiago Reyes. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
So what made you all decide to open up? You told me it's an art gallery with a restaurant.
Yes.
Honestly, I think it was the idea kind of just spurred up because we do events like really far. So we were driving back from Rosarito. So, and I was thinking, because we've always thought about doing restaurants because we had a catering company for about 7 years now. And we're like, well, let's start getting ideas together. And like on the long drive, I'm just like thinking like, what is something that we could do that's different? Something that hasn't been done before. And I'm like, well, we both love like art. We were kind of talking about like an art piece that Chris was going to buy from one of his friends that does paintings. And we were just like, why don't we just incorporate something like that into a restaurant?
And that's it? That's simple?
That's how the first business started, was that simple as well. But with Gallery 3, like Santi was saying, is we're both lovers of local art. We both showcase a lot in our own daily lives and everything like that. Art galleries, events we try to go to and attend. And one thing that's important to a lot of places is the decor in restaurants. That's a main focus. So as Santi was saying, when we were coming back from an event, we're sitting there talking like, hey, we start this. Well, how are we going to incorporate art? Let's just do an art gallery, dude, and we'll just add food.
We'll
incorporate what we do, which is cook and food, and we'll go from there and reach out to some local artists. And that's pretty much how it turned into a scratch and paper, and we fine-tuned it and turned it into Gallery 3 Kitchen, where it's at now.
So you guys are located inside the Best Western there off of Airway and the Gateway.
Yes.
I'm an artist and I'm like, yeah, because gallery space is hard to come by. And I hear this. How do I go about getting my work to you all?
We've had people walk in that just were referred by someone else, and they'll just walk in the restaurant and be like, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I have some artwork. Is there any way I can display it? But a lot of times, most people will give us a call or email us. They can email me personally at chefcmorrell@awcateringservice.org, or they can give us a call at 915-449-5114. One of the artists that she was referred by someone in Austin, someone else was referred by someone from Phoenix. So when we did a post on Facebook, I believe it got shared about 480 times. And we were having people calling us from California. We're having people calling us from Austin. And it's like, hey, can I submit my work? It's like, I don't like saying no, but at the same time, it's like, we want to showcase El Paso's art.
Absolutely.
And it's like, thank you for reaching out to us. But it was like, no, like I don't want to give that away to someone that's not from El Paso and stuff like that.
So. No, and that makes sense. I mean, you all are in this unique location where you're in a hotel where people are visiting a lot from out of town. And here it is, like a beautiful display of all the local art and artwork that we have.
We were originally planning to open the restaurant in the downtown, like the art district area. And when we got the opportunity to be in the Best Western, we're like, this is like a traveling hotel.
This is a perfect spot.
This is a great spot for people out of town to see what El Paso has to offer.
So. Yeah, the hotel, off the numbers, the hotel houses about 80% of the people outside of El Paso.
Right.
Airline crews, everything from the East Coast to the Midwest. They're just random people that are stopping in to get a night's sleep. And we get compliments all the time when the guests are like, we've sold, I believe, about six pieces already from different artists that people are just seeing and like, oh, I want this. And it's pretty awesome. It is, because people are complimenting the artwork and stuff. And we're like, we're just a showcaser. They're the talent, man. We just put up a spot for them. So, that's the reason we wanted to showcase local art in the hotel.
So I'm imagining this wonderful problem for you guys where all these artists hear this on State of the Arts and then you have too much art. Do you cycle it, or how does that work?
Yeah, we're actually doing a cycle of every 3 months.
Okay.
It's going to be re-added. Like, it's not going to be the same ones all the time, because actually we do have a list. There is like a waiting list of people that have been submitting their work and will email and call and be like, hey, when can I do it? So there is a waiting list. It's just not like favoritism or anything. All the artists we've known, we have some friends up there and stuff like that, from photography to sculptures to prints to canvases to graphic design, everything. There's not just one form that we want. It's everything and anything that incorporates art.
So really, it's a rolling kind of submission. So get on the list.
Yeah.
And when it's your turn, you guys will give them a call.
Yep. And the art goes up free of charge. Like I said, we don't charge anything. Come in, you meet us, introduce ourselves, tell you our story, what we wanted to do with the restaurant. They get to see what's on the walls. They get to see how everything's pretty much, we're the curators as well, I guess. We fix it up. We make it look nice. We put the display, everything, their information. And, yeah, it's shown to literally the world, to outside the United States clients and everything like that.
So a neat twist, too, is that you just ask that they donate a portion of the proceeds to a local nonprofit. Yeah, and they can choose their
they
nonprofit.
They can choose. We don't ask. Like, we've had people are like, how much is this? What do you charge? It's like, we didn't want to charge. It's like we started the business and it was like we're really big on nonprofit. We give back the best we can. We want to stay humble.
Yeah, so, we always help with that with all the galas that we can throughout the year, like the El Paso Fighting Hunger, the Diabetes Association. So it's just something like that we kind of wanted to keep rolling with.
Yeah, we tell us, like, all the artists that are submitting stuff, it's like, hey, we're not charging you. Do what you want. But as long as you donate something, it could be $5, it could be $10, it could be half. We don't care. We're not asking you something. And
just give back. Mm-hmm,
just give back. Keep it going. Like I said, that's how we started the business. That's how we continue being 7 years into it. We'll never forget where we come from. We stay humble.
All right, so let's talk about food.
Yes.
What are you making for us, Chef Santi, at Gallery 3?
I mean, there's a lot of items that, like, they've been, like, selling, like, really well. Like, a lot of the people from out of town, they really do like the Chipotle lime roasted chicken with the arroz verde. Have you seen any that you think that's been going really well with the guests?
Well, the Latin fused is our biggest thing, because when we originally got there, the hotel, they didn't have anyone there. It was, like, empty for a while, and they were like, let's
talk about an opportunity.
Yeah, so when we sat down, it's like, we got to incorporate the Latin flair. We got to do it. And anyone can do enchiladas. Anyone can do tacos. So we wanted to do our own twist, which is Latin fused, American regional stuff. But the fun part about this whole restaurant is it's comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
It's comfort food with a twist, and it's our twist. Like Santi was saying, one of the most popular dishes is the chipotle lime roast chicken.
It sounds delicious.
With the tomatillo sauce, and we serve it with an arroz verde, which is a cilantro lime infused rice. The other one that I've noticed a lot too, believe it or not, is a cilantro lime pesto. And we do it
about a twist.
Yeah, we do it with a blackened chicken, and we just saute up some jalapenos, some pasta, stuff like that. So it's simple stuff that you wouldn't see pesto stuff, but it's just with our twist of cooking styles.
And you all have been cooking for a long time.
For a while.
Yeah.
Oh, one of the items I gave Chris such a guff about it, because I'm not a really big Brussels sprouts fan, but we do like a lot of vegetarian and vegan dishes. And I was very surprised at how well we do a Brussels sprout taco. It has fresh peas, gallo, mushroom, Brussels sprouts, and everything.
That was the first, or we were so excited for the grand opening. And I'm a carnivore. I love meat. So does Santi. But we respect vegans, vegetarians. We do everything to incorporate in the menu. And
they're looking for options.
Yes. And the first item sold was the Brussels sprout tacos.
Aha, so there you go.
Yeah, so I get the ticket.
Take that, carnivores.
I get the ticket, and I'm like, what? Like, Brussels sprout taco, man. I got steak. I got everything on there. Someone ordered a Brussels sprout taco.
But that's because you guys are listening to what people want. And I mean, I wouldn't have dreamed of a Brussels sprout taco, but that sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's surprising how many like vegan and vegetarian there are in El Paso. And it's like they don't have a lot of choices. So we are like, as big guys, I'm like, we never like to see people go hungry. So I mean, if we can eat delicious food for vegans and vegetarians, like, I'll do it any day.
Nothing wrong with that. Delicious food is delicious food.
Fresh ingredients, healthy, everything like that. Yes,
and nothing wrong with a carnivore eating up a Brussels sprout taco either.
It happens
a lot. There's not
a
divided line. You know?
It happens a lot. You'll see a couple come in, and a guy will get his steak, and the girl will get the Brussels sprout taco, and we turn around, and he's eating the taco. So it happens, believe it or not.
So you're opening boundaries in all ways.
Yes.
What else are you guys cooking up?
Outside of now, we're incorporating desserts. We'll be doing desserts. I know we've barely been open a month, so there's a lot of stuff that we've been
getting
a shot.
So it's a
baby. It's a baby,
and you guys already have art lined up.
Everything, it's completely full. Like,
wow.
The restaurant's completely covered in art. It's been up since the beginning, and we have submissions. We have about 6 submissions waiting for the next turn.
That's incredible. So how has that transition been for you all? Because you said you started as caterers, and now you're brick and mortar. Is it harder, easier?
No, it's a lot harder. There's no sugarcoating it.
Definitely harder.
I mean, as caterers, being in so long, we have events that have been booked like a year and a half in advance. But I mean, luckily, we have a really good staff.
So you're
like,
doing both then, catering
we're,
and
we're
no wonder you guys are going crazy.
The baby, the Around the World Catering Service is our baby. It'll always be there. That's how we started, and it's never going anywhere. But yeah, incorporating 2 full-time businesses now.
That's quite the feat.
Yeah.
So are you guys sleeping?
No.
Everything all right?
I'm like,
there's 2 of you right now.
If I get 2 to 3 hours a night, like, I will be happy.
Yeah.
So.
Good thing is there's two of us. It's a partnership that's worked for the last 7 years. Like I said, we're friends. We know each other pretty well. It works out. That's one thing that people have told us, like, it's a partnership that works. Because sometimes you have those business partnerships and they don't work, and it makes everything a lot harder. So sometimes it'll just be, Santi, I'm not going in today. You deal with it. And vice versa. It'll be, hey, I'm going to leave early. You deal with it.
And I hear that the restaurant business especially is no joke. I mean,
no,
it
it's
is
not.
Not at all.
If you want to succeed, yeah, if you want to succeed and you want to be the best at what you're doing, luckily we're both pretty stubborn. We don't like to fail. So I see us being around for a while.
Seems like you've been doing all right so far.
Like I said, 7 years doing one full time, and we switched over. So we think we got a pretty good thing going here.
All right. Well, my guests have been Gallery 3 owners Christopher Morrell and Santiago Reyes. If you have artwork that you'd like to see displayed at Gallery 3 Kitchen, reach out to them. I think your Facebook page is probably the most accessible
way. Yeah, the Facebook page, the website, all that stuff has our information on it, the email address, phone numbers, everything like that. And there's both Facebook pages. There's the Gallery 3 Kitchen, and there's Around the World Catering Services. Both of them are run by me, so everything goes through me. But yeah, those are the best ways, website, anything like that. You can Google us. Anywhere
online, like, yeah, somebody will find us.
We're everywhere, which is a great thing. So that I don't want to toot the horn, but it's pretty fun.
Again, good luck. And I'd like to say, I mean, there's something for all of us. So even if you're not an artist, I mean, we've got food to eat and art to view. And if you are an artist, you've got art to display and a Brussels sprout taco to eat.
Yes, definitely.
Today, my guests have been Gallery 3 owners Christopher Morrell and Santiago Reyes. Thank you so much. And good luck with Gallery 3 Kitchen. And thank you for what you're doing for the arts.
No, thank you. Thank you for having us. Yeah.